You want to be free? I'll tell you where you'll see freedom at all times, in every situation. Freedom is always found in love. When you love someone, you will do anything possible to please that someone. Why? Because you love them. Love equals freedom. We love the nation that God has given us. But even more so than that, we love the heartbeat of this nation. And that heartbeat are the free, loving Americans that live here and those who come for freedom. But it's always found in love. Jesus loved me first. That's how I learned to love Jesus, because Jesus first loved me. He touched my heart. Jesus looks at us as his children, not quite completed. Jesus is going to complete you. Now, as he's completing you, I promise you that your fellow man is going to give you every suggestion there is for you to better yourself in their eyes. And a lot of it is good. Most of it is just focused on their life. But you see, you as an individual, you have been blessed by God with that individuality. And God says, I want you to understand that my love in you automatically makes you free. It wasn't a government that gave me my freedom. It was my Savior, Jesus Christ. He makes me free from within. And then he gives me a calling to direct others to stand for that freedom. So if I'm going to stand for that freedom the way God has called me to, then I must stand for that freedom in love. Oh, love is so powerful, isn't it? Amen. Yeah, Faye and I have been married 56 years on the 22nd of July this month. I promise you, It could only be love that make that woman stay with me. That deep love, folks. You're talking about a prison chaplain for 28 years. You're talking about all of life problems and all, and dealing with it in our community and criminally insane. You know, God sends me out there, and then he says, that's okay, Larry. I'll have Faye waiting to straighten you out and you get home. But you see, it's all done through love. You have in your life someone who loves you dearly. A child needs to hear that. You hear me, adults? A child needs to hear that you love them. A child needs to be shown that you love them. Each one of us need to show the other how much we care and we love. Because love equals freedom. Freedom in the spirit. Oh, I've failed in many things in my life. Focuses, programs I tried to start on the state level and all of this. I failed in the beginning of those. But then it was the love of Christ to let me know, Larry, but you're not a failure. It didn't work. But do you know that just because what you've had in your heart, that you saw the picture of it working, that it doesn't work, doesn't mean you didn't do any good. It means that maybe you don't see it yet. Wouldn't it be exciting to see the hardcore criminal that I would have shared Christ with? Let me tell you this. While I was in the prison system, I had 2,200 inmates that I had to work with. Well, it's pretty hard to schedule your time when you have 2,200 individuals all wanting to ask a question. So what we would do in the prison system is we had a place called the Loop. When all the inmates are on the Loop, chaplains and other staff are walking the Loop with the 2,200 inmates. Despite what a lot of you think, none of the officers on the ground carry weapons in the prison system, only in the towers. So what we would do would say, an inmate would come up and say, "I need to talk to you, chaplain." And what we would say is, "Walk and talk with me. Come on, because I'm going to another and another and another meeting with a different inmate." So as we'd walk along, they would talk. And while we were talking, he was doing all the talking. I was trying to do the listening. And he said, "Thank you, chaplain, for all the help you've given me." I had absolutely no idea who this guy was. I didn't recognize his face. I didn't recognize anything about him. And I said, "I'm sorry. What did I do?" It was a sermon that I'd preached at the chapel. And in that sermon, there was a message that touched his heart. And he said, "That changed my life that day." It's not always in the direct intervention that you may attempt to make in a life, but it is always in the Word of God that you give them. I learned a great lesson then to always make sure when I'm giving advice or giving instruction in the prison system to always push the Word of God in there somewhere. Because that's the power of love. And that's the power of freedom. Though I could be in a cage, I could be free through Christ. But that's the witness that Jesus gives us today. Jesus says to us, "I want you to have that freedom." John 15, 12 and 13 read, "My command is this, love each other." Here's your big one. "As I have loved you." Not that you love yourself anymore, because a lot of people just don't like who they are, much less love them. So Jesus says, let's clear this up. Larry Pete, you're going to have to love Randy Kidder the way I love you.
Amen.
That's the only way I can. So it is the point that you and I need to always focus on in our heart, that it is through the love of Christ, because where love is, there is freedom. Where love is, there is peace. Where you really are concerned about your fellow man, there is a relationship that can't be broken. Because you see, that love brings a nation together. You see what bitterness and hatred does to a nation. We see where all of this is coming from. It doesn't have anything to do with the personality of the people. It has to do with the pursuer of evil, the one who pushes the most dangerous drug that I've ever seen pushed from community to community is the hatred drug. Hate a person because of their color. Hate a person because of where they come from. I had nothing to do with growing up on Buffalo Hill in Buffalo, Kentucky, as a snotty-nosed kid with a grass string holding up my britches. Nothing to do with it. But I have a Savior. He looked down, Brother Randy, and said, I love you, Larry. A whole lifetime, you and I, it's what it will take us to even come close to understanding such love. Because in that love, that is freedom. Not controlled by the community in which you were raised or even the family. For you are an individual created by God in the image of God for an individual purpose that He has set aside just for you. That makes you pretty important to God. And He said, now I give you the freedom to succeed. But Lord, I don't know how. One of the best things you can tell the Lord is this. Lord, I don't know what I'm doing. For then you will feel that smile from God. Because you have just gotten to a point to where God can use you. You've just gotten to where you're ready to learn about freedom. Freedom is not whether we're bound with chains in a prison system or in a nation that's full of communism. No. Freedom is of the heart. What brings you the peace of heart? To be free in Christ. And to be free in Christ is to be free indeed. That's freedom. That's the truth of freedom. Greater love has no man than this, than to lay down his life for his friends. That's good in combat. But it's awesome in your everyday life. What you would have wanted to do personally, let's say, what you thought that you'd become. Maybe, you picture yourself as a big businessman, or you picture yourself as an athlete. But because of the touch from the Master's hand, the freedom that you have given Christ to work in your life causes you to lay down that life that you thought you would have to promote the gospel of Jesus Christ to others. That's the laying it down. To lay down your life, your wants, your dreams, to help someone else achieve their needs and the dreams that they didn't know they had until you mentioned something that Jesus said. Well, you know, if He can do it, I can do it. Well, you know, everybody can through Christ. That's the hope of your everyday life. It's not in the power you hold in property or in wealth here on earth, but in the love of Christ that truly is a part of who you are. And you want to give that part of yourself away. Because you know how awesome that love is. It's understanding the brokenness of your fellow man. And knowing that in the word of Christ, there is hope for all. For whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Not might be. So it's always in the name of who Jesus is. Not your name. Not mine, but it's the freedom to love and to care and the freedom to give up your dreams, the human ones that you thought you may be so good at. But God chose a better path for you. It's all in the choosing by God. Again, I tell you, you're created for a purpose. You won't miss that purpose when you turn your heart over to Jesus. That purpose God has for you in this life, God will follow through with making sure you have a way and you have the freedom to follow that way. God created some big, powerful angels that the scripture says watching over you. So it doesn't matter what enemy on earth is against you. The freedom to know that because of who you know, Jesus Christ, you are already a victor. You're already victorious in life because Jesus loves me. This I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones, to him be known. They're weak, but he is strong. It's not in your power, but I'll tell you this. You have more power in that power of prayer than you can ever imagine. You have more hope for your family when you lift them up daily. Folks, please do that. Our children, our young people are being, we're putting them in the middle of a world that has gone wild. You want to be with them every second. You want to be there to keep them from being hurt, but you can't be. You can't be there all the time. And Jesus is knocking on your heart's door saying, remember, I'm the one that gives you the freedom to trust me. I'll watch your children. I'll watch over them. I'll carry them through. I'll be where they are. Just mention them to me. I don't dare let a day go by, whether I'm waking up at 2 a.m. to read, study, whatever. I always pray. I even mention you all in that prayer. Sometimes I'll see a face and I say, Lord, I don't know what he's done now, but please bless him. That's what you and I are to do, to keep the heart free. It's the true freedom that people dream of. Why don't the people that say they don't like this country leave? Because they know better. This country is a gift from God. And as I've always warned so many, don't mess with a gift from God. And don't mess with God's children. We mess up sometimes. Jesus, knowing who he is, he goes into the temple. And as was common, he's a teacher. He stands up to read. And the scripture that he picks to read is from the prophet Isaiah. Now, Isaiah is known or called the messianic prophet, meaning he knows all about Jesus. God told him, and God told him to present this word. And so Jesus gets up, and he reads from Isaiah 61, verse 1. The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to release the oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. Now, the year of the Lord's favor, I'll remind you, the beginning of the end times started at the birth of Jesus. Jesus ushered in the beginning of the end. Jesus ushered it in and says, now, it's by grace you are saved. Not of works. All those people that was keeping the law, they were bragging, they were lying too, but they were bragging about how good they were and how much they kept it. And Jesus said, it is by grace you are saved through faith in Jesus Christ. It is His grace. It is His power by which you will be delivered. When you trust Him in faith, I promise you, you will not be discouraged. Then after Jesus reads this, now Isaiah lived 700 years before Jesus. 700 years before the coming of Jesus, Isaiah is seeing and given this message from God the Father. Isaiah, tell him about my son that's coming. And Jesus reminds them that he's the one Isaiah is talking about. So Jesus stands up, reads. He rolls the scroll back, lays it down. Then this drove him completely crazy. Luke 4:21. And he began saying to them, today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing. Jesus just publicly proclaimed himself the Messiah. He just publicly proclaimed himself the Son of the Living God. So you can imagine the hush at first. Did I hear that right? Yep, they heard it right. But they took it wrong. You don't have to know whether a prophet is really a prophet or not. When that prophet says this is going to happen, it happens. Now, he don't get two and three chances at it. You got it? Well, let me try that again. No, that's called tricks. But when a prophet says this is the way it's going to happen and it happens, that's a prophet. That's God tells us. That's how you judge whether they are of God or not. So Jesus says, I am. I'm here. They didn't like it. You know why? For instead of seeing the Son of God standing proclaiming the Word of God, they saw a man that didn't fit in. He didn't go to school. He didn't graduate. And not only that, he was not quoting a senior rabbi. He's standing right up there on his own, speaking and saying, I am the Messiah, Isaiah is talking about. You know what was so powerful about that? They couldn't fight him. They didn't have the words. They were the smart ones, the most intelligent of all. But you see, you can have all of the knowledge, all of the knowledge that life will give you, all of the knowledge in every book you ever read, but without the peace of Christ in your heart, it means nothing. There's no power in knowledge. There's power in wisdom. And wisdom comes from God. Knowledge you can get from a book, but you'll forget it pretty soon. Wisdom, that's looking to the depth of the heart of who Christ is, knowing that he's paying attention to your heart and who you are, and knowing that Jesus loves you when you're right and he loves you when you're wrong. That's freedom. That's the kind of freedom that nobody can take from you. Lock the truth in your heart, but always be ready and willing to share it. But listen to the voice that speaks so clearly to you And that voice is saying to you, whosoever comes, whosoever will, I will save him. Whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. It's in who you trust. That's freedom. You can put me in a cage. Doesn't mean you've taken my freedom. Because I now know Jesus is Lord and Savior of my life. And you can't take that away from me. You can't lock me away. You can't do anything to push me away that will push me away from the truth of who Jesus is in me. And Christian, that's what he wants in you. He wants you to find the peace. He is the peace. He wants you to have that peace so bad. He went to that cross for you. He says, I'll die for him, Lord. I'll pay. I will give my life so that they won't have to. Eternal life is a gift from God through his Son, Jesus Christ, that whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Count on it, folks. Do you know Jesus? You know what that entails? Lord, I'm a sinner. I recognize that I'm a sinner. Father, I'm sorry for the sin in my life. Forgive me for that sin. I accept you as my Savior. I believe you, Lord. I believe in you. When you make that commitment to Jesus, you have no idea how much power you were just given. For Satan himself don't want to mess with you, but it's in his nature. He's going to. But you can always let him know. Satan, I belong to Jesus. No way you could ever pull me out of his hands. He loved me. He died for me. That's the peace that surpasses all understanding. John 8:36-37. So if the Son sets you free, you are free indeed. Are you free indeed? That's the freedom. Free on the inside. Don't care what you got, how much of it you got. If you don't have peace on the inside, you have nothing. It's a miserable life without Jesus. But with him, folks, that's the Word of God. And it don't get any better than the Word of God. Let's pray. Father, we thank you, dear Lord God, for the blessing, the joy of salvation, for your truth, for your hope, for the happiness that you've placed within us, Lord. Help us to help one another. Help us, dear Lord God, through the mercy that you brought through Jesus, that we might truly reach a hand out to a lost and dying world. Father, there's enough hurt going on. I pray, Lord, give us the wisdom to touch the lives of those you send our way. Give them the hope for their life and the protection for their family. For we ask it, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.